Bang, 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 bang. What's up? What's up? What's up? Y'all been looking for us, and we are back together.
Yeah, buddy.
Sean.
We are here.
It's good to see you, man.
Hey, man, it's good to be seen.
You in that tight-ass suit. Hey, man. It's good to see you, bro.
You in that shirt, tightest boot-ass skin.
You right. It'll be that. It'll be that, and I'm okay with that. Tasha? Tasha is over here looking beautiful as usual.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I try to keep it together, you know.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, hold that thing together with duct tape, right?
Yeah.
Got my homegirl, Shy. Shy.
What's up?
Gonna give me that $1 million smile one
whatever.
More time. One time. Whatever. One time. Give me a little wank. Just
whatever.
What's up? What's up? Y'all been looking for the doctors, and we are here, man. It's good. It's been a while. It's been a long time, man.
Good
I'm glad to be back up in here with y'all. So what y'all been up to? Real quick, because I got some far. I got some far.
Yeah.
What y'all been up to?
Well, for me, still acting and school and, you know, mommy mode and, you know, just doing my thing.
Okay, that's what's up.
On my end, still pastoring, actually helping with another church as well. Still teaching school, still doing my clothing year thing. So, yeah, we doing it.
As for me, I am still doing my skincare, just doing my stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know, being a mother to my human, and dabbling, just little bitty things. What about you, sir?
Man, look here. I just been trying to be a better me. Like seriously, I've been dealing with some stuff here, man. As of late, man, with you know, it's Mental Health Month, so you know, I've been trying to get my mental health together, man. I dealt with a situation, man. I had to go see a doctor. And, man, because I let a whole bunch of stuff go, bro, you know what they talk about African-American men. As long as the bottom number, I don't pay attention to the top number. Mm-hmm. As long as the bottom number in your on your blood pressure is mm-hmm. registering, you know, below a 100, you're okay. Mm-hmm. So I was used to operating at a 97 and a 98.
It was still kind of high.
Yeah, it was still high. It was still high, but they would say, oh, you're a big black guy. You know, you'll be okay.
Right.
And so... Man, I've learned to adjust and to resituate some things. And so, man, the bottom of my blood pressure, man, been sitting at like 81, 79,
That's
72.
Good. That's good.
But it's been so low to I don't have a lot of stresses that it feels funny still. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here, man. I've been taking care of myself, trying to get my life right with God. You know, he's still working on me. Don't trip. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this thing off, bro.
Let's go.
Because I just got to talk about what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, Miss Aisha.
Yeah.
I can't let it go. I mean, y'all out there, you know, y'all looking at us, y'all already know. This Aisha situation, man, got me disturbed.
Deeply.
I'm bothered. My soul is shaking.
Vexed, as the old folks would say.
I'm bothered. Yeah. I can't let this thing go. And for y'all that don't know what we're talking about, we're going to give y'all a real quick snippet, okay, so y'all can catch up and so y'all know why I'm bothered, okay? Mike, go on and hit us with that.
And more understanding. Something that really bothers me and like honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like there are all these women like throwing themselves, but me, like the past 10 years, like I don't have any of that. Like I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then,
you
like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
you're
me?
Not,
like,
you're not looking.
What?
You're not
like,
looking.
Like,
you're not even. Not
but I'm going to tell you something else, too. When your radar's turned off, because I dealt with that for years, too. Like, and I was young. Like you.
Yeah,
like
that's
oh,
not
my
fair.
God. I mean.
Because I don't want it. But
yeah.
It'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
But
that
when your radar's
dangerous.
Turned off. Yeah. Right.
That can
beautiful.
Get real
don't
dangerous.
Ever think for one minute that it ain't no some men out there looking at you like I wish.
Honestly.
And I'm going to tell you who knows that more than anybody.
Your husband.
So what's your issue with
that? I want to ask a question there.
Listen, I got a lot of issues with that. I got a lot of issues because if we had time, which we don't, to go through this entire you know, ordeal, she's saying, in essence, that she wants people, men, to look at her. I thought that when you get married, this is what I've been taught, and the biggest things that I've been having issues like in a relationship with, you don't want to get that attention from somebody else. You need to be getting that from the person that you're with, right?
Right.
Right.
So you're sitting up there and you're seeking this. You're opening up up an avenue for problems that come into your relationship, and in this case, your marriage. That's dumb, okay? I'm going to say it.
It's foolish. You know, here's my problem. My problem is not necessarily that she thought it. My problem is that she said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard ladies, you know, going on and on about, oh, she's just speaking her truth. Well, if I did the same thing as a man, I would be all kind of no good Negroes if I got on this platform, even right now where we are, and said, you know what? I have a beautiful woman by my side, but what I want right now is some attention from some other females.
Mm, attention from the village.
I mean, if I said that, even though, let me say this first, because I already know you coming with a here's the catch. Even though all of us think that, all of us like attention. Mm-hmm. We like attention.
Exactly.
But out of respect, I am not going to disrespect my lady that way. To me, what she did to him was twofold. Number one, she disrespected him openly in public.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she just told every dude in America, it's okay to disrespect my husband. Because that's what dudes going to do. Keon and I were talking about this. Most dudes have not approached her mm-hmm. because she is Steph Curry's wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of things that go with that. The first thing you look at is, he make, what, $30 million a year?
He make a lot more money than I do.
I can't give her nothing but penis.
That's it. That's all you can give her. That's right. It.
So most likely they would be intimidated to even approach her anyway. But don't think for one minute they won't try. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. But at the same time, if I'm in a relationship, I have tunnel vision, especially a marriage. I have tunnel vision. I've said it before. I have tunnel vision. You can't get next to me. That's just who I am. I don't. Okay, it's cool to be flattered here and there, but I really don't care about it. Thanks mm-hmm. for the compliment. Moving right along. Get away from me.
Yeah.
I think she chose the wrong words. What I think she really was trying to say, because as females are disrespectful to other females anyway. Chris Rock has a super funny little joke about it. How women will say, you know, men look at the woman and go, he has a nice girl. I want a woman like her. And women will look at him and go, I want him, and I'll cut her throat. Mm-hmm. Women are disrespectful naturally. Oh. What I think she meant to say was she wished that he could feel the same way that she felt with all the attention. Not for her to receive it, for her to know that it's out there, but for him to know that it's out there. Either way, I do believe she disrespected him. I do believe she opened up a door, but I really believe that her whole point was, you don't understand this feeling that I feel because they don't do it to you. Because you're Steph Curry, I'm Aisha Curry. They still look at you and go, hey, Steph. And women, they don't care. They'll be your side piece. They'll be whatever. And they'll offer it in front of your wife. They'll join you and your wife. So for me, I feel like she chose the wrong words.
Be that as it may.
That sounds
like, and she shouldn't have said it. I agree that she shouldn't have said
that. That sounds like, if she does feel that way, that sounds like now you're competing against your husband. That sounds like a competition.
Well,
now.
And it's not an insecurity. You want people to feel what it is. I mean, I say it all the time. Beyonce wrote songs about it. Sometimes I wish I could walk in your shoes, do the type of things that I'll never ever do. It's something that men. For her, in her case, she wants him to have the understanding of what it feels like to be in her shoes.
Wait, what are the shoes?
Hold on. Let me attack.
I don't agree with her saying that.
I don't believe that she was right. I'm not defending her, but what I am saying is that's what I think she was trying. I don't think she was saying start DMing me. I don't think that's what she was asking
for. That's what she opened up.
I know, but I don't think she, I think she chose the wrong words.
So watch this. What you just said, the comparison you used, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Love Jay-Z, I'm a fan. Before I say what I'm about to say. Versus Aisha and Steph.
Steph is the dude at the court. Guys, I got next. Yeah. He's the vanilla guy. That's what he is.
That's just what he is.
G Willikers. The vanilla guy.
He is. G Willikers.
I mean, did you see the vanilla guy? Did you see them dang shoes that he put out a few years ago? That was terrible.
Them Thank You Jesus threes.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, no disrespect to Steph. I mean, just in case you're watching, homie. Just say.
You know, watch this, though. He is known to be faithful.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Jay-Z is known to cheat. She gonna write that song because Jay-Z been clowning.
But Sean, it goes to what you just said. This man, and she acknowledged it on the show. He does everything. He's a great dad. He does this. He does this. What do you want? I thought that that's what you all want. Y'all want a man that's going to come along, that's going to treat you right, that's going to try do everything he can. This man, whether he feels like it or not, is out there on that court, dislocated finger or not. I don't like the Golden State Warriors, but that's something altogether different. But this man is out there every night up and down that court doing whatever it is that he has to do to bring money into that house and to help invest into the things that you have going on. And you are still not satisfied. Petulant children. You're chronically dissatisfied.
Hey, Aisha.
I can't do anything to make you happy.
Shut up, Tasha.
Would you like to switch with my ex? You can take my ex and I'll take yours. I'll take your husband. You can have my ex. I swear you're going to cry yourself to sleep at night.
That's not what that girl, she didn't say she wanted anybody else. She just said she does not get the attention now. Like I said, do I think she was wrong for saying that out loud in a public place? Absolutely. Do I think she chose the wrong words? I really do. But she said what she said. But I don't think, I don't really think that she meant for other people to start.
I saw
DMing
something
her.
Else. I'm not sure. I just kind of slid on by it when I read it and I was like, And I think it was something that she said about, she was open about telling her husband that she wasn't satisfied for, she has not been satisfied for a while now. And she said, he's okay. She said, of course, yeah, he was hurt, but I did tell him that, and that's why he loves me because of our transparency.
I think there's a line. Exactly. But I think there's a line. But she
sure walk around this mug with three babies. With one of them she's toting around.
That's
some satisfaction going somewhere.
She was just locking in the bag, I think.
Man, whatever.
Okay, one is locking in the bag. Three, she was enjoying that.
She was. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I hope she didn't say that out loud.
There's just some things that you just don't discuss. I feel like you should be, you talk to your husband about that. Don't go on Red Table Talk and tell people. I'm transparent. But it's just some things you keep inside your marriage because now guess what you just did?
Yeah.
You opened up the door for all these bras that's been waiting.
Not even just that. You just, when you do that kind of stuff, you open up more insecurities inside of your marriage and you give people a key.
Yeah.
So now women
are going to be like, well, she says she's not satisfied or I wouldn't do that to you.
Look, it comes down to the appreciation piece, okay? Mm-hmm. It does. And I've said this jokingly for a long time, man, that, you know, in a relationship, because I've had that issue too before. I know who I am. I have a PhD in me. I know my ear areas. Like I said, I've been working on some stuff here as of late with myself. And what's happened is, I just want somebody that's going to appreciate what I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And I've said and joking that with some old friends of mine, I said, I'm going to go down to the Star of Hope, to the women's shelter. I'm going to find a woman down there that's going to appreciate some stuff. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. At any rate, I'm not trying to defend this lady. She's absolutely wrong. 10 toes down, she's wrong. Mm-hmm. I think what happens is, some issues, just like y'all just said, it just needs to stay in the house, man. You just deal with those things. You working on your esteem. Self-esteem is something that nobody can give you. That's why it's called self-esteem.
You know,
I'm being critical. That's the coaching that's coming up out of me. But no.
You know, the pastor and me coming out now. So,
go on and preach about it.
Look at him.
Beloved. So check it out. You got to get that little stuff. So anyway.
the Bible clearly tells us that the older women are to teach the younger women to be wise. I think the smart thing to do there would have been to approach some women that were wise, that she knew and that she trusted, and got that out.
I guarantee you she spoke to her mother-in-law about that.
I'm sure she did. But that was sensational. So just like we're talking about it right now, that's why they talked about it then. But I just thought it was very foolish to do. So,
I agree. You know?
And then let's not run by the fact that we get this, you know, obviously Black Twitter got a hold of this thing and just oh my God, they ripped this thing up. Mike, you got that picture, man. Look, that's crazy. But I saw another one when they were talking about how they showed this meme of Steph laying back after playing the game. He's laying there with his head back, and Aisha's got his phone texting those words that Steph was supposed to have sent out and hit send. Like, he's the nice guy. He's the nice guy. And I would be very interested in finding out what now I understand he's supporting all this stuff, but I'd be very interested in finding out how this man really feels about his wife going out there. Yeah, the transparency, all that other stuff. This sounds awesome, man. You trying to win a championship. You trying to, you know, be in the runnings for whatever you're trying to be in the runnings for, to be the president after you finish playing basketball. But, dude, at some point, humanistically, that thing there has got to – that's got to hurt for your people to go out there and you busting your butt the way that you do to take care of it. And again, don't get me wrong, she's got her own stuff. I understand that she's a millionaire, whatever, all that stuff. I get all of that stuff. But y'all been together since you, 15 or so? Whatever the case is, and that's all you've ever known? Okay, so you can go and go jump across that fence you want to. Tyrone gonna come over there and gonna hit you. And that's all he gonna be able to bring. Dude, I mean, I ain't even gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. He gonna walk around in some sweatpants. That's all he gonna do.
Make us say, "Ah, when I hear the
oh God, you would.
Any rate, I ain't finna spend too much more time on that. I had to get it out, so I'm sorry. I had to get that out. I feel better.
I don't know. All I can tell y'all is, as for me, choose your words wisely. And be ready for that backlash, because there is out here in the world wide web, there is no empathy, no sympathy towards anything, and they will never forget. Nope. Never forget.
Yeah, you can lay low if you want to. Yeah, somebody gonna bring that thing back up somewhere down the line. Any rate, what else, Tasha?
Okay, so I have the topic.
All right.
For today.
She's bringing it in on a cold platter.
Yeah, because, you know, I have a couple questions about this stuff, you know, and I just, you know, we need to know why.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys can shed some light. So one of the topics for today is, would you rather your significant other lie to you or tell you the truth?
Sean eats a Twix.
Would you rather your significant other lie to you or tell you the truth?
That's a hard one for me. That's a hard one
I would say tell me the truth, because you're giving me the opportunity to make the decision as to if I still want to deal with you or not.
Yeah.
So if I decide to swallow that and say, okay, he told me the truth, I'll rock with you anyway, then whatever comes with that,
that's on me.
That's on me. Yeah. Don't tell me no lie. I'm not good with that. I don't like shadiness. Mm-hmm. I don't like shadiness. Tell me the truth.
The
Be
whole
transparent.
Truth.
Communicate the whole
the
truth.
Whole
don't
truth.
Leave nothing out.
Yeah. Tell me. Song that. We
you
can
know,
do that.
Let me know. Let me know something so I'll know where to put you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not. I'm not saying that, oh, you would just be, you know, X'd out is a possibility. You might be, depending on how I'm feeling. But I'm just saying, I can respect you more if you tell me the truth versus you telling me a lie and then I have to find out later that you told me a lie. That don't go, I don't do well with that.
I think, I don't even know about that part, because I think for me, I used to be like, there are a lot of things, and I still believe that. There are a lot of things you don't really necessarily want to know the truth to, but my thing is, I really want to know the truth. But I definitely want to know the truth once I find out you're lying. That, to me.
I want to know the truth off the bat.
If I find out you left something out, I want the whole truth. At that point, now, and that's just me being honest. Mm-hmm. I may not push for a whole 100% because I feel like the floor is open. You have the opportunity to be 100% transparent. When you choose to not be transparent, that right there, that now becomes a consequence for when the truth really does come out. So now I want the whole truth. And what happens is...
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
It doesn't matter. At this point, though, it's not about handling the truth. It becomes one of those things where now you're going to... everything is going to rest upon... You know what, Chikozie? You can sit and spin. I've been holding my tongue. But I'm saying, tell the truth. But if you leave something out that you know is important... That's a lie. And as far as I'm concerned, now that I caught you in that lie, I need you to tell the whole truth, no matter how ugly it is. That's not your right to take that option away from me.
Yeah, don't take that away from me. Like, don't. I need the truth. I want the truth. I desire the truth. I don't care if it hurts. I want to know. Because I can respect you for that.
A truth tells a clean cut. A clean cut heals better. A lie is a jagged wound. It don't heal as well. It does way more damage. So
that's
I say
deep. That is deep.
That's pretty deep.
Y'all know I'm a poet.
Shonda, you want to go first or you want
to? Go ahead. I'll let you go. I have a very simple answer to this.
I mean, I do too. I mean, I really want to be able.
And don't say you can handle the truth.
I was being messy when I said that.
Yeah, of course. So in situations, it's always dependent upon the situation with me. Nobody wants to sit there and come out and lie. I will not tell you all of it, which I guess constitutes still, you know, withholding is still the same. But if we, and it depends on where we are in the stages in our relationship. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was talking to a coworker of mine. I don't typically lie to people that I care about. If I don't care about you, I don't care what comes out of my mouth. I mean, it's just. We don't have any connection. We don't have any bond. And nothing holds us together, right? And so if I understand that what I'm going to say to you is going to hurt deep, I mean, you could try to soften it up if you want to. But eventually, yeah, you'll probably have to tell people the truth. But the hardest part that I have is when you've already formulated your answer prior to me telling you what I have to say, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. You know what? I'm going to say you're right.
You're already fixed on, you know, just not.
You've already not
even understanding.
You're not going to listen. And so, I'm gonna tell y'all just in case my mama watching. Mama, you taught me wrong. I'm just telling you, mama, you taught me wrong. And all y'all mamas probably taught y'all wrong too because they all said this same thing. And I'm coming right to you, and I'm looking at you now. Your mom probably told you there are two sides to every story. Mama, that's not correct. Daddy, that ain't correct. Grandma, whoever told you, that's not correct. There are not two sides to every story. There are actually three sides to every story. There's your side. There's this other version. And then in there, somewhere lingers and lies the truth. Okay? So the truth is in the eye of the person that's telling the story. It's because if I'm coming home late, I was playing basketball. That's what I was. You know what I'm saying? You might think I was out there chasing after somebody else. I know that I was playing basketball with Sean or I was out bowling or something like that with Sean. You're guaranteeing that I was out here doing something else. So whether I tell you the truth or not, you already got your position in your head. I'm just
talking
about
what I'm talking
about. What you talking about?
Just talking about what I'm talking about, man.
I feel like when you do things like that you just still take that option away. That's not to me, and that's on both sides. That's just not a relationship. That's not a healthy relationship, and that's not going to lead to one. So if you can't be 100% and you can't dig it out, then leave it alone.
Okay. Here's the difficult position you guys put us in. I'm finna just kind of take this to everyday living and not just, you know, who you've been out with.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, how I look in this dress?
Well.
Oh, I don't ask those questions. I know I'm bad, so hey, whatever.
You mean bad being bad or bad being good?
Bad being good.
I say.
Or
truth is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. You know, there are certain things that if I tell you the truth completely, it's going to put a strain on us for a second.
Just say it's going to be hell in that house.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. So you kind of put us in a position where we sometimes have to lie.
Sean, I just cut my hair. How does my hair look?
You look like Florida Evans. Now I'm on the couch.
Yeah. But no, I mean, how does my hair look? Well, you know, I'm kind of, you know what? You look great. Now that's a lie. But why aren't you touching me like you used to? Because it feel like I'm like I'm in there touching the dude head. I'm just saying.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like your hair like that. But yet, that's freeing to you.
He said,
right?
Like you're touching a tennis ball.
Okay.
A dirty tennis ball.
But, a dirty one.
But you know what, though? Let's talking about that, though. Women use their hair as a vice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's their covering, right? Mm-hmm. And so they use that thing to shape and shift and control a situation. Well, if you don't like my hair like this, then what does that say about, your hair?
It says that you're not attracted. That's it. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Because here's the thing. You know, while we're talking about hair, we got in trouble for this show.
Sure, we did get in trouble.
So we do everything we do for y'all.
And we do everything we do for y'all.
No.
Yes,
no.
We do.
No,
y'all
don't.
Y'all
don't.
Do it for other male attention. That's what y'all do.
More than likely probably for other females. It depends on other females.
That's exactly where I'm going. Because you had that Florida Evans afro, and your girl's going to be, ooh, girl, that's cute.
Yeah, and somebody going to lie
ain't
to
it's
you.
Cute yet.
No, he ain't going to say it's cute. I'm going natural. Naturally what? By yourself? We ain't going nowhere.
So let me not wear deodorant. We going natural.
Exactly. We going to go natural. We going natural. That's what we going to do.
I understand that the situation is what causes what I get that. We're not talking about in just those situations. Like, y'all going to make it light. But the truth is, I was watching a reality show, and the girl got into it. Her and her boyfriend worked at the same place. Got into it because one girl... she was just an attractive female, and I'm sure it made her jealous. He took the girl out to eat, to quote unquote talk about how he was apologizing to the girl for the girlfriend going off on her because she's always flirting with her boyfriend. He didn't tell her. Just when she thought everything was good, her friend was like, yeah, because you know when they were out to eat the other day.
That's extreme, though. I mean,
But we're not talking about.
And you see, we're talking about extreme lies.
Yeah.
I'm talking about lies.
Yeah. Look, Keon, correct. Stop me when I'm lying. But when I was growing up, a white lie got you a whooping just like a big lie.
Yeah. A white lie got you red and blue marks on your body.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a lie is a lie.
Yeah.
You know? Example, you talking about that. We talking about somebody mentioned here, C. Hutt says, lie to me, surprise me. I got a surprise party I'm trying to plan for you.
No.
You nosy. You know all y'all 00 Negro. Come on now. That's what y'all do.
Nope.
Y'all figure everything out. So I got to lie to you to make sure you don't find out about this surprise I'm trying to give you. Mm-hmm. Same thing happens. I'm lying.
That would probably be the only time that you would get away with it. We'll be like, okay.
Not even just that. No. Here's the thing. I don't even think that. I think if you are human enough, you know that there's going to be a little lie somewhere. Mm-hmm. I believe in giving people the opportunity to at least be transparent. You still choose not to be transparent. Now we have a problem.
But I feel like this. We should build a relationship strong enough to where we can be transparent with one another and not be scared that the other person is going to flip out for lying.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the type of relationship that I want. Yep. Tell me the complete truth. I can't do nothing but respect you.
Here's the thing.
I can always count on you. Like,
you
if I come to you, you go, no, I'm saying I can always come to you. And if I ask you something, I know that you're going to tell me the truth. And I mean, what can I do? I can't do anything about that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I only love you more. Even if it pisses me off. But
I'm not gonna show that in front of to you. I'm not gonna clown you.
I just still right, yeah. but I can't do anything but respect you for telling me the truth.
Okay. And that's it. And when you find out, like I said earlier, tell me if you gotta lie to me. Mm-hmm. The problem is when I find out.
That's the problem. That's when you have the problem.
You to be completely transparent, because what happens is that little lie, especially. I mean, and we've all been in situations where the lie is so dumb.
I feel violated when I'm lying. I feel violated. I'm disappointed.
Because if we wouldn't have lied about that, we wouldn't have stopped hearing about it for the rest of the night.
That's not true.
Exactly, because you cannot go to sleep because they're going to constantly, why you lie, Craig, and blah, blah, blah. No.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question. Mm. Are you telling a lie to protect me?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
To protect your main piece or your side piece?
No, it's not about the side piece, because everybody always thinks that there's a side piece involved and things like that. You're talking about from an infidelity piece and all that stuff. Everybody don't lie because they got the whole side piece situation. Some people lie because I just don't want to talk about that. I don't want that to be the main course in our dinner for tonight. We want to sit here and keep harping on this same old. I don't want to lie, but I don't want to talk about it. That's it. I don't want to talk about that. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. I just don't want to talk about that. Forget you, Jacob.
No. My girl C. Hutt, what she said, most men lie because they're scared of the possible consequences that they feel may not fit the crime.
And that's true. But, and here's the thing. Guess what happens when you get caught in a lie? Now you did a big crime. Now we got an issue.
That's not what she's saying. It's what we just get through talking about right now. You turn a mountain into a molehill into a mountain.
No, that's not always the case. I've been in situations where it wouldn't have even mattered had you just been honest.
But it does matter because you're asking about it.
It doesn't matter. It didn't matter, and it doesn't matter. I think that when people put themselves in little situations like that, they just don't know how big they're making it. Now you made a little whatever it is into a damn mountain. That's how I feel. Hold on,
I'm gonna open this up for y'all to jump in. We got something different that we're gonna do tonight that you guys haven't been really used to us doing. We're gonna open up the phone lines. Give us a call and give us your opinion. Number is 936-585-4627. Call in and join in the conversation. But no, look.
Hey, and don't be taking up all the time.
Right.
Yeah, just give us your blurb. We're going to address it. I know probably Chicozy is probably going to be one of them that call in.
Oh, you know he's going to be the first one to call.
Exactly. Again, y'all, and I'll post it. We'll get it posted up here in just a second. It'll come on the feed real quick, okay? 936-585-4627. So I think that if you y'all say that it's not that big of a deal. But why do you make it a big deal when we give you our answer?
I don't make it a big deal. I just want the truth.
That's it.
But again, it's
going to be a problem if you lie to me.
All right, here we go. Tasha, you and I are dating, right?
Okay.
Keon, you came in late or whatever. I called you or texted you on your phone about 4 or 5 times. You were supposed to come and see me, blah, blah, blah. I did not reply to you, okay? Didn't reply. So then I come over and then I finally come and see you. Hey, why ain't you answer the thing? Whatever answer comes out of my mouth is going to be the answer. Period. That's the answer. You don't know if that's the truth or just a lie. But you've already formulated in your head what the lie is. You was out there doing something, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, I tell you, it's going to be my truth.
But then you probably need to leave Tasha alone.
No. But Tasha doesn't know.
But what I'm saying, if that's the way you feel, everything you is here's because that's the other side of that. You're preconditioned to think she's already come up with an answer when she probably hadn't even come up with the answer, but you're already on the defense.
She a girl. She already got an answer.
No.
Women, ladies.
Not always true.
Every single one of y'all got an answer to that question. When your man don't do blah, 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 you already done formulated in your mind what he doing. Tip, just stop me when I'm lying.
You ain't lied yet.
I'll wait. I got time. No, actually, I don't, but.
I still say that I feel like I don't know if lying is always done. There have been some lies, I know, to protect people. I will say that that's possible. But what I will say, too, is, like I said earlier, if you gotta lie to me until I find out the truth, and then I want the truth.
It takes a lie to
you gotta keep covering it
up. I don't
up.
Want no lie. I don't want no goddamn lie. Don't give me no damn lie.
So we got a caller, y'all.
We got a caller?
We got a caller. Somebody brave enough to call in.
Is she cozy?
Who we speaking with?
Talk to us.
Oh, man. First of all, good evening. How y'all doing? Banks, you my dog still, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just have one quick statement, more so or less. I mean, I understand the topic of fabricating and lying or whatever, but aren't women probably the biggest liars of them all?
Tabernacle.
Yes. And hallelujah.
I said that to say. No, I'm just serious. I say that to say from the weed to the eyes.
Oh, boy. Hey, hey, man, you about to blow this whole studio up. You
better cut that out. Oh, my God. That's not a lie because you guys know that we're wearing it.
I thought I had another woman in the bed with me or something.
Man.
Well, lucky good for you because maybe she was trying to give you some variety.
No, that's a lie.
I'm just saying.
Man, look at him.
I know, but I enjoy y'all topics, man. Y'all got nothing but great things headed for the future, and I'm always support y'all, man. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
Appreciate you, brother.
Much, you man. Too.
But hey, this dude, he hit that right on the head, bro. The
y'all
golden,
ain't shit.
Come on, and I'm finna go there.
Y'all ain't
you got
shit.
The eyelashes that ain't real. You got the
first
padding.
All,
you got the spanks.
In that case, I don't mind
first,
lying to me, honestly.
First
that's
of all,
see, first, it, did y'all hear that? He
what?
Said he
it's
don't
not a lie.
Lie
if you know that's what we're wearing. It's not a lie. I mean, goddamn, y'all don't want us to look good for you. Now we run around here looking like Florida
what's
Evans.
What's the song? What's the
then
song?
It's going to be another what? Problem.
What's the song? Damn, fake. Damn, is it fake? Damn.
Y'all ain't shit.
Oh, I don't know.
You a fake? Baby. Yeah, that song.
I don't know. I guess I'm getting old.
That's
I don't know that
joint. I don't know it, but what is it? I don't know the song.
I forget who it is.
Jacozy said, first date, take a swimming.
I ain't getting my hair wet. Yeah, but I agree, man. They have all of this stuff that is not true, but then you want to jump on a man for not being who he is.
There is no way.
Oh, man. We got it. We done lit it back
there
up.
There is no way you can justify that, so that wasn't a fair. That was a low blow.
Okay, well, we finna go to Uppercut and get this phone caller. Hey, caller, tell us who your name is. We want to acknowledge you.
Hey, this is Claude, man. Enjoying the show.
What
hey,
up, Claude. Cummins?
Hey, there's one obvious one that you guys are leaving out that women always use to set us up, and it goes to something like this. Hey, what you think about the outfit so-and-so had on?
Ooh, that's loaded.
Yeah, that is.
Well, loaded. I mean, I
don't do that.
Me personally, I don't because I do that. I mean, I don't. You know, I look too. So
I look too.
I
look,
yeah.
Man, you crazy. So if I'm why walking, not? So Tasha, if I'm dating somebody and I'm walking, you know, you, yeah.
So I would probably be one to be like, damn, she got a fat ass. I'm not saying
but,
I like women, but I watch.
Yeah,
she cute.
But
is
you
got to
look first.
Fine.
You got to look first. I can't look first and say, hey, baby, look over there at that. I can't do that.
9 times out of 10, we're going to probably look at the same time.
Okay.
We're going to probably
anyway.
Catch us at the same time. We're going to probably not. Both be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference with, you know, looking and then you sitting up there flirting.
I would never ask that question.
On some bullshit.
What? I'm just trying to, what if it's Aisha Curry? And I'm just trying to give her. I'm just trying to give her what she wants.
Well, you ain't got what she
not
needs,
today.
So you wouldn't
good.
Get to have
hey,
a chance anyway. Have at it.
That was
just,
good.
Just
I tell
that
you,
was a
this
good
is what,
look,
just
this
deck.
Is what Aisha Curry wants. Sean, give it
to glasses all one break.
All you'll be able to give her is deck.
Claude, thank you for calling us, man. I appreciate
no problem.
It. All right, man. Well, that's, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know how to protect nobody, man. It makes no sense.
Christy, call in. I don't understand what you're saying. No one said anything when women wore relaxers.
Mm. Relaxers? Christy must be a little up in age. She might be around us.
No.
Christy said relaxers?
Relaxers.
I mean, that's what it is. It's not a perm.
Right.
But the thing is, it could be a relaxer, but it's your hair. It's like you getting that doggone hot comb back in the day that thing to go through there. All it is straightening out your hair. Mm-hmm. That's not you going to go add some hair.
Okay, so we can get to my next question.
Chicozy, you need to leave her that one alone too. Chicozy, tell me that 10 years later she'll bring it up out the blue.
Yes, she will.
That sure will.
Chicozy always
Yeah. Yeah, he know how to stare it up. What's up, Chakotay? I miss you, man. Mm-mm. Not like that. Not like that.
That sounded like
Chakotay, relax, man. I'm the manliest man in this room.
Was that a dance?
I said what I said. Tasha,
that was a dig
question?
Towards you.
Okay, so I have another question.
No.
Would you date someone that tells you he or she is currently healing from a past relationship?
I've learned that I probably ain't gonna be doing that. Yeah, honestly, I've learned that I probably will not do that.
I'm definitely not ever doing that.
Yeah. H-A-Y-L-E. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I think people need to take the opportunity to heal. Mm-hmm. I think people need to heal. A lot of people don't take the time to heal. They just jump from one relationship to the next. And although it may, because it's something new and it may help you for a while and you start feeling good again, but jumping into another relationship could be some more bullshit like the last one.
Yeah.
So now you're just adding insult to injury. So I do think that everybody needs to heal before jumping into another relationship.
Yeah.
Courting is always a good thing.
Yeah,
but you got to be careful, because what you can find yourself doing is becoming aspirin for someone.
That's right.
You know, where now I become the Band-Aid for your pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to be used.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't do it. It's just a lot of times people don't even know what they're actually trying to. What they're actually
shit.
He gets on my nerves with that.
Chick, really? Don't start that slow neck shit again.
A lot of people don't even know when they get into these situations what they're doing, how they're bringing that pain into your life or your relationship, and they don't know how their wall that they set up to protect themselves is actually becoming a blocking wall for you. So, absolutely not.
Yeah, I just don't think that it's a good idea. But here, ironically, though, it's that's where a majority of the situations that I've been in have been the case. And so I've had to learn how to curb that. Like, seriously, it's not cool.
Is that something that you attract to yourself?
I don't know. And I think that's probably what it is. It's because I come along and I've always been that person. And I think, y'all, that's how this show kind of starts for all of y'all that are new watching us. Sean and I, you know, we're great friends. Shout out to Claude Cummings, man, who gave us really our first opportunity, you know, over on another network. But what has happened, this show came about because, you know, we have a lot of female friends. I know that I do and Sean does. And so, and I say a lot, but, you know, people come to us as a man because we are that cool brotherly type of person that I ain't trying to jump in the sack with you, okay? And so they ask us, what do we think this means when he does ABC? And so what ends up happening is you find that the more you communicate and the more you talk to a person, it brings about a closeness, you know what I'm saying? And then ultimately those things can become transformed into relationships, and you start getting feelings, and then one thing leads to another, and then you wake up the next morning, find yourself in a relationship, in a whole relationship, you know, got two dogs, a cat, and, you know, whatever. And you find yourself in those types of relationships, and that's been an issue that I've had. And so I feel like the stuff that I bring is like underappreciated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to really watch what, you know, how I do what I do, because it doesn't turn out well for me. Because, yes, I desire the relationship. Yes, I sit here and I have a great time here. But I desire to have that relationship with somebody that wants to have the same thing with me. But it has to be something that is talked about, that is communicated, and not just something we just guessing and we just fall
That's
into.
That's right.
And, I mean, too, I think when you're not careful and you just jump into situations like that as a man, you put yourself in a position to become Mr. Right for right now.
Yeah.
You know.
And you left me and a nice guy.
Right.
Finishing last.
Right. And what That's happens is the dude that they really want, you become the reflector that he sees. Wait a minute. She about to leave and go with somebody else.
Yeah.
And he comes back, mm-hmm. you know, and then you kind of left looking dumb. So, yeah, that's never a good idea.
Yeah. And I think that when we do that, even if we're on if you're the hurt person, when you do that, you don't bring 100% to the table. And so you don't see the full picture, which makes it hard to actually talk about and create a big picture with somebody else. And that's the reason why that I've come in my own personal stuff. I've come to the conclusion that when you deal with hurt people, you have to let them. Mm-hmm. You have to love them enough and care about them enough to let them go over there and work on that. Because right. that's not going towards this picture that we both said this, this, this. That's now that's being honest. That's being transparent. And that literally is a probably a hard, hard thing to do. It's hard to be alone. It's a lonely, yeah. lonely thing to mm-hmm. be alone. But sometimes you got to do what's best for everybody in the situation, even if that means taking a break, stepping out, leaving it alone. Sometimes you got to let people deal with their own mirrors, their own reflections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Captain, save them. Can't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, I have another question.
Hey, y'all can still call
this
in now.
This one is going to be good, and I want y'all to most definitely call in for this one.
This ought to be good.
If you are dating or talking to more than one person at a time, I'm going to put it like this. If you are, should I just go with dating?
God, say what you say.
Okay, so if you're dating someone more than one person at a time, should you tell them that you're dating other people, or should you keep it to yourself?
Oh, I tell. I say it.
Be clear.
I think you need to do that because, again, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where something happens and then all of a sudden now you feel the pressures of being in a relationship because somebody had a lapse in judgment at one period and point. And, mm-hmm. And a lot of times, ladies, y'all think that – a lot of times ladies think that once that happens – once it goes down, y'all pitch that thing and he connected, that you end up in your inner relationship and now it's what it's supposed
not
to be. That's dysfunction.
That's something that has to be talked about to me. That's something that has to be talked about. That's why it's always good to be transparent and tell the person where you are. So you don't have that misunderstanding. That's why I always say, let's be truthful.
You
so I know where to put you.
Tell them I'm in my pimp stage right now. It's a few of y'all that I am friendly with. Mm-hmm.
But you've used this word, Tasha, here a lot here tonight. It's talking about transparency. Mm-hmm. There's a danger in being transparent with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And not to take this thing to church, because I'm not going to do that. But you had a person, Samson, was a very strong man who allowed himself to become transparent. And in the end, he ended up losing all of his strength because he was transparent with the wrong person. Sean, you can sway all back and forth if you want to.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit.
That's okay. And so, you're supposed to.
So he's not being transparent. He's being intimate. There's a difference.
No, bro.
There's a difference.
Mm. No. You're being intimate. Mm. Yeah,
there's
being,
a difference.
Yeah, but you are being intimate with that situation. Intimate into me. See, I get it. Whatever.
Transparent means I'm being upfront. I'm being candid.
Yeah. After the situation.
No, hear me. I'm being candid up front and telling you this is what I want. This is what I'm about. This is who I am. Being intimate as Samson was, I'm letting you know all of the everything about me, my weaknesses, my strength. In his case,
that's
his
right.
weakness.
I like that.
But he ultimately gave that up.
That wasn't him being transparent. I agree with Sean.
What
on
is
that.
It then?
That was him being intimate. He was
okay,
just
okay. So what is intimacy?
So not to get us off on another show, but just to understand.
I mean,
to understand.
Stay tuned
this,
for that show. It's coming up
for a man.
It most definitely
and we've said this before. For a man, what we are looking for is what?
Peace. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I want peace.
So when a man finds that, he can lay his head down in her lap and begin to pour out the parts of him that nobody else knows about him.
Okay. Let me help. Let you pause right there.
Pause.
So you all say you want peace. Perfect. Please create the environment
so that it can be a peaceful environment.
Hold on. This environment may not be peaceful because we got another caller. caller, go ahead. What you got?
All right. So if you're dating somebody or just dating random people, you're not really required to – oh, this is Chiggy, by the way. You're not really required to say I'm dating other people unless there's a commitment there. I mean, so that's kind of a sticky situation.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm dating someone – or someone's, I don't have to tell you unless there's a commitment. So that's my stance on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with that. I can see that.
I appreciate it. And I mean, It all depends. I think it's situational.
So watch this, and some things have changed, guys, since I've been on last. I was single when we were on last. I'm no longer single now.
Nobody asked you for that plug.
I'm hating.
She
watching. Hey, baby.
Nonetheless,
man,
you're a sucker, man.
Nonetheless, when we first started dating, listen, hear me. It's one of those things about upfront what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Expectations were set out. When we first started dating, there were other people in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He had other what you used to call it?
Suitors.
Options.
Sharps in the fire.
Oh, irons in the fire.
That.
So there were people that were there. But I really liked her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she said something, she said, look, I don't do all that, you know, we dating all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
Either you with me and we dating or, right. You know, let me know. You know, she kind of used what you said. If I need to be my pimp, you know.
Drop them hoes off where they asking to.
So, so I had to count up the cost there.
Yeah.
And say, okay, is that worth it? No, it's not. Okay, so here I go. And so that was different because up front, she let me know what was up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like his responsibility in that part was, if it wasn't for him to say and be upfront with her, that's not what I want. That's not going to get me there. What I think a lot of people have a problem with, and I mean, we all have a problem with sometimes not knowing, like Aisha did it earlier. Sorry, her name came up again. But choosing the right words and saying what you mean and mean what you say. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, at a certain point, at a certain age of ourselves, like our relationship mm-hmm. selves, that bullshit is just that. Like the, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, it all keeps sounding the same issues, the same problems, the mm-hmm. same this.
Yes.
That's called a repeat, and that's called, this is not what you want. Because if we're going mm-hmm. towards this, this ain't getting us there. So at some point, if we can't come back to the table, come have a seat at the table and figure out what needs to happen in order to get to that place, if that's even the real place that everybody wants to go. And you don't have to still want to be there. That changes. You have every right to wake up one day and be like, you know what? I've been thinking about this. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that type of work. That mm-hmm. that's too much work. I'm not ready for that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but like if you think somebody and like, you know, it's going the person's gonna be thinking, hey, is this a good dude or is this a good woman? I want to lose him, so I'm going to put it out there, hey, if you got someone else, we need to stop this because I'm feeling you, you're feeling me. Let's make this thing, you know, more
official. Right, right.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off like that.
No, you're fine. You're good. We forgot you were there.
But no. That,
thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. But
that's very true, man. You got to count up the cost. And then at some mm-hmm. point, one of them horses is going to end up not calling y'all horses. But one of the horses is going to end up coming out there to the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One is going to be doing a little bit more than the other one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But I think that's always going to be the case in relationships. Like, mm-hmm. I don't believe it's just always going to be 50-50 or whatever. I think it's going to be a 20% on one end and 80 over there. And you just have to be with somebody that's willing to do that type mm-hmm. of work with right. you. Mm-hmm.
So Adrian just said, if you're dating multiple people, I believe you should be honest and give the person the opportunity to decide if they want to be a part of it or not. I agree.
Yeah.
Because when you start dating someone, of course, mm-hmm. you become intimate. You start, you know, sexually active and all of that stuff.
You gotta be honest with that.
You know, after a while, just being quite honest, you're not using protection anymore and blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to still be out here sleeping with other people, that's why I always say, please tell me the truth from the beginning. Right. So I'll know. I may hold back. We might not have sex. We might just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we might just keep it like that. But I mean, you know, you get attached to people. Not to mention.
Spiritually.
Yes. Not to mention when you lay down with someone, you exchange energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are now connected. And when you're sleeping with someone else, you exchange energy with them. You ever dated two different women that you were sleeping with both of them and you notice that around the time when you want something from one, their cycles might be on around the same time? Have you ever noticed that?
I've never had that situation.
You never had that?
We ain't finna bring up old stuff.
No.
We ain't bringing up no old stuff.
I'm just saying.
I plead the fifth.
Look, no, I'd have time.
I'm not going to talk about that.
You know, that goes, that's real.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real. You're exchanging energy with everybody.
That's right,
some soul ties. You, and everybody's intertwined like this, and you wonder why you're in turmoil. It's always something.
I thought the goal was to create a village. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the goal was to create a village
Get
to bring us all connected.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
We're just all supposed to be connected
here.
And
fuck out of here.
Get together and sing
No,
kumbaya.
Hell
nah.
Nah, we'll get together and we're going to start a fight. I just don't want to be, I don't want to. I don't want to be in none of that. I don't want to deal with that.
And I should have a right to make that decision.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like, let me know. I don't want to be in that.
I mean,
you know?
I had a kind of a double whammy before I got into a relationship I'm in now. Something that was very
duly noted.
I mean, that's kind of.
Dude, quit saying that. Okay. You got it. Okay.
You in a relationship?
You in a relationship, dog. You getting relationship points. You got them.
Anyway, you know, the person. It's cool, we kicking it, we hanging out. Some time had gone by. They recently divorced. Mm. When I first met them, oh, I'm good. You know, I don't need no time. I'm all right.
Man,
we get into it. I'm thinking things growing. They cool with just kicking it. And I'm kind of like, okay, where we at? What we doing?
Right.
And because that wasn't put up front, here I am at the end of it, kind of looking dumb. You know, so I think that needs to be discussed up front, and you need to be honest about it. Because even I asked the person, and they weren't honest.
But again, Sean, what you're asking the person to do is to be transparent. And sometimes those are points that can get a person, man. Everybody, it's not easy for Superman to take off that cape. It's not, and you that's what you want from the front door. That's going to take a little bit of time.
That's just being honest.
Again,
I'm not asking you to tell me your secrets.
Okay, here we go.
I'm asking you to tell me your
secrets. Don't be selfish.
But what y'all are going to learn here on this show here is I'm from the country, from the Piney Woods of East Texas, and I use a whole bunch of.
Oh, Mitra's calling.
Hey, we got a caller? We got a caller? No caller? Yes, caller? Okay, we don't have a caller, but caller, you better hurry up because we're running out of time. We're going to shut this down in a minute. But what you're doing is you're talking about being honest, okay? And I got into some trouble with this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You can't use your ass as a measuring stick for somebody else, because what's honest to you may be a place of vulnerability for the other person that they're not ready to deal with just yet. Mm-hmm. And so, because you would do it, because you were raised a certain way, you're putting that ethos off on somebody else, and they are not there yet. And you and are they wrong for holding back? They might care about you, but I don't do it the way that you do it. And so therefore I get vilified for doing it that way.
Well, I don't.
That's not cool.
And I think
that's
the
why I say you got to create
that space,
you know, create that environment.
Exactly.
That, you know what I'm saying? I can be your safety net. I'm not trying. And
because
I understand because there are.
It's not easy for the other person
either.
I
can understand
that
there are a lot of women out there, and men tend to tread lightly on that because some women will allow you, she will be your safety net, and then as soon as she get mad, she takes it and she throws everything back at you, and it scars a man. I understand that. That's why you need to get to know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Most definitely, because a lot of us, we don't take the time to get to know people. We find that chemistry and we jump on it like, oh yeah, I like this. Because nobody wants to get off the ride.
Well, not even just that. A lot of times you don't even know, and I feel like that's fair. That's human. You may not know that at the beginning, but at some point, you know, I'm not that comfortable. I see this person is doing this. I see this person is ready for that. Obviously, I'm not ready for that. There's nothing wrong with that. You go back to the table and you admit that. Mm-hmm. But you don't sit up there and keep people around until you get ready.
But
that's
not fair, and that's being selfish. What you also have to understand is, you know, some people wear their representatives, as we talked about before. So whoever they're acting like you might not find. Some people marry their representatives.
Yeah.
And later on, you want, you changed. No, you didn't change. All the signs were there. You were just mesmerized by this chemistry that we had going. And now all of a sudden, I'm showing the real me. you know, and yeah. now you're like, whoa, what the hell? No, that was yeah. her or him yeah. the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I like about representatives, man, and like about sharing and chemistry is I love our chemistry, the way that we share here at this table. We're going to be coming back here, but my representative is tapping me on my shoulder and telling me it's time for us to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Facebook, thank y'all for hanging out with us. Podcast,
seeing you guys
Spotify,
again.
All of y'all, everybody, the Spear, y'all did a great job.
You
thank
too.
Y'all. Mike, look out for us, man. Thank you, man. I really appreciate y'all, the callers that called in. We really thank y'all. We're going to be back. Y'all share this video, click that little thing down, and do all that stuff like that, all right? Sean, it was great.
Oh, indeed. My God.
It was great. Tasha, indeed. Shy, Sean, it was awesome, man. Good to be back.
See you guys.
Holla.
Peace.